I'm so curious. How does one get into jousting?
It's one of those activities that you can't sort of, you know, you won't come across it in a catalogue or anything like that.
No, no.
I was always really interested in medieval stuff. And then one day I was kind of trolling through the internet and came across a bunch of Australian guys that were doing it probably more than 10 years ago and went, wow, this looks like something I just have to do. And I was about 40 and I hadn't ridden a horse and I hadn't done much in the way of kind of medieval stuff before, but, you know, I just got badly bitten by the bug.
Good grief. So you'd never ridden a horse before trying jousting?
Correct.
But that is one way to get on a horse, my God, and then get knocked off straight away.
Look, it's a testament to just if you're going to do something, just do it.
Yes, I love that. So how safe is the whole practice? What kind of safety measures are in place?
Oh, that's a really random thing to say. I guess it's like almost like being a test pilot, you know, in that you're in a jet, you know, someone goes through a whole bunch of safety kind of schedule things. So your tolerance levels are pretty good. But don't forget you're flying pretty much an unproven jet into areas where no one's gone before. So look, you couldn't say it's a safe thing to do, but we understand the tolerances and certainly history informs us about the ways to do it so we can mitigate a whole bunch of the risks. So when we're out there, we've got our armour on. We understand each other. We're all aware of how good we are with our technique. And so, you know, it is as a spectator thing to see, you know, you're not going to go along and watch people get injured. That's not what it's all about.
No. No, that's just the inner scaredy cat in me going, oh, my God, is it safe? Is someone going to die?
Well, I guess look further to that. The thing is when you're jousting, it's not about hitting the other guy. Like the whole game's in your head. And, you know, ultimately you get out there on the paddock and, you know, you run your passes and you break your lances and you get off. And we're not kind of, you know, we're congratulating each other on doing a fantastic job, but we're also probably just ticking that little box in ourselves that say, you know, we pushed it to the edge and, you know, and we won kind of thing. So it's a cool thing.
It does really seem like a cool thing. How do you train to become a jouster? What's the training routines like?
Well, the first and foremost thing is your ability to ride a horse. You know, you need to be able to operate your horse pretty much independently of your hands because, you know, on one arm you've kind of got your shield strapped, you've got a little bit of, you know, feel with the reins, but the other hand's got to be completely free to hoik a lance around or, you know, in some cases where you're doing different types of activities, a sword or whatever. And so you just have to develop this kind of independent seat. It's probably the main thing, but really, the reality of it is that there's one way to train for it and that's break it down, ride the horse, put the armour on and then sort of get into the paddock with your compatriots as often as you can and work on your technique.
It does seem like really good fun.
Well, hopefully I'm selling it as good fun.
Yeah, you really are.
I'd be doing a bad job if I came on here and said, oh, no, it's terrible, don't come and see it. No. honestly, even like for me, watching it is amazing as well as participating in it. You know, it's such a super cool thing.
There are competitors coming from kind of all around the world to take part in this joust at the St Ives Medieval Fair. Tell us about kind of who's coming. What can people expect to see?
Well, to start off with, we'll talk about the four local boys who are holding ground, which is myself, Luke Binks from Queensland, and then Phil Leach and Cliff Marisma from down in Victoria. So we're the Order of the Star, which is a group of knightly friends, and we're kind of holding the ground against you know, some of the best guys and a girl in the world. We've got Dmitry Savchenko coming from Russia.
Oh,
we've
wow.
got Per Estein Proeth Royal, don't try and pronounce that, or Pella, coming from Norway. Arne Kutz is coming as well. We've got Caroline Egemarm, and then I think that's everybody. It should be nine of us. But anyway,
nine-ish.
Fantastic international field coming.
Wow. So how often do you get to go up against people from around the world? Is it a rare thing to be able to?
Sorry to interrupt. Lest I forget. Mikhail Sard from France.
There we go. Can't forget the Frenchman. Cannot forget the French.
He's an awesome dude.
It wouldn't be a joust without a Frenchman. So this is great.
Exactly.
Do you get a lot of opportunity to come up against international competitors?
I'm pretty lucky. I mean, first of all, since I kind of we started off the medieval fair kind of, you know, five years ago, I think it is now, you know, I get a lot of good opportunities because you invite people over to come to our tournament and then they invite us to come back. And so I've been lucky to joust at Arundel Castle in England, which is like, you know, that was a box tick jousting at a castle, like every boy's dream, I'm sure. and then this year I was the marshal, you know, I was the sort of the guy in charge of the field at the Royal Armouries in Leeds, and that's a bit like, hallowed ground, really. Yeah. So, you know, that was awesome. But, you know, no, I've had some fantastic opportunities in France and New Zealand and, you know, Europe. So it's brilliant. I love travelling and I love history. So, you know, if you're going to do it, it's the best way to do it.
They absolutely marry together beautifully. You mentioned before about being kind of suited up in armour and that keeps you quite safe. Mm-hmm. I'm so curious to know how one goes about procuring armour in Australia as well. Before I let you go, this is a genuine curiosity of mine.
Oh, that's okay. There's a couple of ways you can buy armour. You can buy the off-the-rack stuff, which is, you know, produced on the subcontinent, which is sort of cheaper, but, you know, it's with armour, and especially with jousting, it needs to be made to fit, and it also needs to be made by somebody who understands what you're doing. And so there's a lot of good armourers around. Luckily for us, one of the members of the Knightly Order of the Star, my friend Luke from Queensland, is a world-class armourer. And so, in fact, he's making me a helmet for this tournament.
Oh, wow. Excuse me.
And so, you know, he has the capacity to turn out beautifully bespoke made, very historical armor that, you know, is not only looks awesome on the field, but it also is very practical and works to be able to enable you to, you know, joust it best.
Mm, well, I can't wait to see the debut of the new helmet. Andrew, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, we'll see you 22nd, 23rd of September up at St Ives Showground for the Medieval Fair.
That's it. Thanks, Andrew.
Awesome, Jess. Thank you. Bye.